Good morning.
All right, here we go. Irresistibly Awful number 211. Matt and John, I pick this week's movie, Zombies. John, I got back to my old ways. What'd you think of Zombies?
It had nothing to do with remote meetings. Zoom meetings. No, oh, it's totally wrong. Nothing to do with that.
That's a totally different movie.
Oh man! So you know, I was gonna say just on that note. I had one of those remote meetings the other day. One of those Zoom meetings, right? And I told a joke and nobody laughed. So I guess I'm not even remotely funny.
This movie,
you know, it had one really good quality, one really good one. And that was, I really didn't have to pause it at all. Because just like, you just flew through this movie because there wasn't much to write down. Oh.
Yeah, you know, I find myself that, boy, I got like a page less than Curse of the Werewolf.
Well, it was definitely short enough to be a page less. Ha was a long one. Yeah, Zombies, it was on the Peacock.
It was?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I watched it on the Tubies.
Oh, I watched it on the Peacock.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was fun. No commercials.
Well, then, maybe you didn't see what I saw when I clicked on it, and it said recommended Zombies 2.
I can't believe it. I saw a sequel to a movie we've already done. I don't want to talk about it right now. Oh my gosh. I saw it and I was like, I can't believe they did this. It was a good movie, so I'm not too surprised. We're like, oh my gosh.
Hold on. You didn't know about this sequel?
Which one are you talking about?
The one you saw. You didn't.
The one I saw. Yeah, the one I saw. There was a movie that I saw. They had a sequel to it, and I'm like, oh my god!
Oh.
And it was one that you picked. It was one of your movies. It was a sequel to one of yours, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we're gonna have to do it.
Oh man, I'm intrigued. I don't know what you know. There's not too many. That I know of. Obviously, the one I always look for is the Hell Comes to Frogtown sequel. It's like the Indiana Jones looking for the Ark. I mean, I can't find this thing anywhere. But besides that, I don't know of too many other ones. Besides more recent, like Avenger or you know.
Oh, right. Yeah. We know about some of those. You know the. Transfers 4 through 11.
I think I was just scrolling movies to find one of the weeks when I had to pick one, right? I was just scrolling it, and Terry was sitting here, and I came across one, and it wasn't exactly the one you picked. The one you picked was Femalian something.
Cosmic something. Crush.
And this was Female. And she's like, what is that? And I go, well, actually, we've done a different one.
Didn't know there was more than one. How about that?
I can't find it. Femalian. I don't know. Oh, yeah. So, hold on. I really want to find it here. Femalian. Oh, number 121. All right.
Yeah. Cosmic Crush.
Yeah, is that what it was?
I don't know why I remember it, but
it
I think
was,
so.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're right. Great movie. Okay, yeah. This movie sucks, right? So I got back to picking my shitty movies where things kill people, you know?
It was rough. It was a little rough. Oh my gosh.
I might have to really shake it up for my next pick. I might have to think outside the box here. I mean,
oh man.
Because this, oh boy, John. I got to tell you though, one thing I can't get enough of is a giraffe eating somebody.
The zombie zombie giraffe. Were fantastic. What's the plural of giraffe? Giraffes? Giraffes?
Giraffes? Oh, but I think you're with me, and you'll agree, the star of this movie is that fucking gorilla, Jack.
Oh, yeah! It was definitely the gorilla. By far.
I'm looking at you, Kifo.
Oh, he's talking to the girl, and he's like sign language. And by the end of the movie, it's a murderous ape. Oh.
It's just a guidance, too. I love it.
Yep.
I love it. Yeah, so tagline, John, uncaged. Undead.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good tagline.
Uh-huh. So this all happens at the Eden Wildlife Zoo and
Endangered Animal Refuge. So not just a zoo, but endangered animals. So like they had some of the animals they had there, they said was the last ones on the earth. So, you know, you gotta think if you're that zoo, you able to secure the last animal on the earth, you've got to be like top notch security, best of the best of everything, well staffed. Like, this place was like barely functional.
So this is this Ellen, Dr. I believe this is Dr. Ellen Rogers.
I'm gonna say, I did not do really good with names in this movie.
I know. Mm-hmm.
It was one of those.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was a little rough for some.
Let me tell you, you went to school, you get yourself your bachelor's degree, you continue on, post that, and you get your doctorate. You are now a doctor of something, right? And now in your career, you're giving tour bus guides, got your guide on a tour bus. Like, I don't know that this worked out for you.
they got all these interns, right, John, coming in here.
Free labor is what they got. Cheap labor.
We got some of these students here. I think I might know some of their names. Gage, Amber, yeah. Mm-hmm. AJ, that's all I got. But, boy, give something for this movie, John. They get right into it. And one thing we never know is we're at the vet clinic. We got some sick monkeys. They got a virus. Where'd it come from? We never know.
Nope.
But boy, it's the nasty one that makes you a zombie monkey.
Yeah, and like the monkey dies on the table, and the doctor's like, "No, I can't let him die." And he injects him with what I'm assuming is mojo, and the monkey comes back to life, but he's now undead. He's a monkey zombie instantly. We do get. Only like the one time. Is this like the only time in the movie we get the monkey zombie monkey cam?
I know, John. I wrote the same thing.
I was
disappointed,
like,
man.
I was like, oh man, I can't wait for this movie to have so much zombie monkey cam. This is gonna be great. And that was like the only time. I was like, oh.
Could you imagine giraffe zombie cam?
Giraffe cam. Yeah.
Somebody missed that one. Somebody missed that one. Lion cam. Oh, come on. How about a bird one? You know, give me the eagle zombie cam as it's nesting in someone's guts.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
My favorite part, as the person is still alive and they say, hey, it's nesting in my gut. Like, all right. All right.
Yeah, I'm out. yeah, but that zombie monkey then like rips the nurse's eyes out. Like, oh man.
That is pretty pretty gross. But ripped her eye, and I believe he ripped her eyeballs out and it threw them at the other doctor. Got to appreciate that.
Nice.
Old Ellen here, she had to bring her daughter to work because she doesn't know how to find a babysitter.
Yeah, yeah.
they say no phones.
No cell phones. The one gal goes, so she's like, it's not like I cut your arms off. She goes, well, I think I'd rather you cut my arms off.
Like, seriously.
Wow. Yeah, wait, Amber. Wait. Amber is a poli sci major, and this guy that's with her, she's like, he's like, why are you here? What are you doing? And she's like, well, you know, homeless people scare me, and I'm allergic to babies, so this is my only option. And I'm like, WTF? What just happened? What? I watched the scene twice. Like, did I miss something?
What? Huh? Yeah, yeah, this boy, but she does something later on that I laughed at, John. Oh, man, did I laugh at Amber, what she did later on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Another guy really likes birds. He's really excited to see the birds. The alarm is pushed at the clinic with all the zombie monkey situation.
Yep.
So... Ellen's kid, whose name is, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure I wrote it down eventually. I think.
she has to go visit the fake-ass gorilla Kifo.
Yep.
And have a little conversation with him.
Yeah, they're doing the side language talking.
I love that they put a guy to suit. God, it cracks me up. It's so great. Because when he's in the suit, and then when they use the, what might be the worst CGI I've ever seen in any movie, if not, it's pretty close, John. I mean, this is not a Transformers like CGI we're dealing with here. When they go to CGI him, he looks completely different. Like, not even close.
Yep.
One time I was like, is this the same monkey gorilla, or like, is this Kifo? So we see the top-notch security team led by Rex is getting a new person. Lizzie's there today, starting her first day.
Yeah. Lizzie's pretty cool in this movie. She's the badass.
Yeah, it's rough first day. Rough first day.
Yeah. And it's funny that they did the line, they go, you know, it's a zoo, it's not Jurassic Park. Oh. As they literally drive off in a Jeep that's like, theme park colored.
Oh, well, there's an idea. How about some zombie dinosaurs? Anybody?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Or zombie sharks? I could do that.
Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy. Yeah, when I do my next shark month, I bet you there's got to be at least one movie that has a zombie shark in it somewhere, you know, when they're not digging on the moon.
You could have a were chihuahua, you could have a zombie shark.
that's true. Speaking of that, we watched The Meg the other night, John. You ever watched The Meg?
No, I did not. Is that the one, that creepy looking doll girl?
No, that's Megan.
Oh, they're pretty close, Meg and Megan.
The reason we watched it was Terry never seen it, and we went and saw Mission Impossible. By the way, it's awesome.
Excellent.
So one of the trailers was the Meg 2. And so Jason Statham's the star of these movies, right? And in this trailer for the Meg 2, John, I shit you not, and we both looked at each other. This shark is like, you know, I don't know, 20 times bigger than Jaws. Like, you know, it's a megalodon shark. It's like prehistoric. Yeah. It's huge, right? And he's holding it back by putting his foot on his fucking nose.
Well, it is Jason Statham. What do you want, you know? Seems about right.
So I'm like, we're going to go home, and I bet you want to watch this. And we watched it, and I was like, yep. Now we got to go see this movie when it comes out, because it looks amazing. Oh, yeah. I got to admit, the first Meg movie's not bad. It's not bad. It's not. All right, back to this. So they're like, hey, new girl, let's head over to the bloody lab and check out this alarm.
You took like taser sticks with them.
Okay, so before they went there, they sent Johnny security guard to check it out, right?
Yeah.
So when they show up, they walk in there. Did you see? He's got a syringe stuck in his head.
Yeah, that looked pretty bad.
So these monkeys. They're not just like trying to eat your face or claw your eyeballs out. They're taking syringes and stabbing you in the head.
Yeah. Like, oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not paid enough for this one. I'm moving on.
Okay. Now, maybe this is just my way of thinking because of all. And some of the weirdest ass shit we've seen in some of the weirdest ass movies. But this is how I interpreted the scene when it comes to the doctor. Okay? So the main vet guy, he's still alive.
Yep.
Did I see this right, John? That the monkey must have crawled through his ass because it comes out his chest?
Like, how else? Right? Oh, it's like a bratzy, you know?
Oh,
like a bratwurst Nazi.
Oh, give me that movie.
Zoomies
versus the bratzies.
Man. Wunderbar.
You know who's hunting them both? Dollman.
Dollman.
That's all you need.
Oh, man. What a crossover event.
So, this monkey must have crawled in his ass. I guess. I don't know. Because he's like, oh, and then it just comes out of him. And I'm like, I paused it for a second. I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what just happened there. Okay. Yeah. That's rough. That's a rough way to go. Yeah,
I wrote down, security team is dropping like flies now. They're all dying.
Oh, completely off topic, by the way, John. Can you believe this? And I bet I'm not the only person. I did not win $1 billion.
What?
I would have let you know, too, if I did.
Crazy.
I
don't even bother buying a ticket till it's at least $1 billion. You know, it's not worth my time otherwise, you know. But I didn't know it had made it to $1 billion this time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did that thing where the two times before, I was like, I'm going to go buy a ticket, and I forgot. And then that day rolled around, and I was like, all right, get in the car. We're going. Come on. We're getting one. One ticket, John. One ticket.
Suit.
Yeah. I'm starting to think this is some kind of racket they got going on over there, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, like you're designed to not win.
They get me every time. Every time it gets to $1 billion.
Oh yeah, you kind of want $1 billion. I think at that point I could be satisfied. I think so, maybe.
So, The rest of the monkeys don't like it when the new girl, she's carrying some heat with her jaw. She's got a sidearm, and she's blowing monkeys' heads off over here.
That's right, yeah. There's one dude grabs a monkey in a sports coat and just beats him to death against the wall. I thought that was pretty cool. But at least two monkeys escape. And that's the end of it, I think. And they're everywhere now.
Yeah, it's hard to stop them now. And then they're like, hey, call people. And they're like, no, we're not going to do that. And you're like, okay.
Like, no, we got dead bodies. You got to call the police. Like, oh, well, we better do lockdown first.
And then, I love it. They tell Ellen, they go, hey, everybody's dead. We're going to go kill all the animals. And she says, do you have to?
Do you got to kill them all?
It's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a bad situation here. And, boy, I didn't know what was coming because I started writing down, boy, I think we have a zombie pig / warthog. I wasn't sure what was happening here.
It took me a while because I didn't know what it was, right? And then I realized it was a warthog. And they're like, because at first I'm like, if the monkeys are attacking them and they go and hide in this t-shirt hut and they climb onto the roof, like, you don't think the monkeys can climb onto the roof? What are you doing? And like, oh, it was a zombie warthog.
Oh boy, when the zombie giraffes stumble along, John, oh boy.
Oh man, oh, zombie boy. Zomb giraffes.
they rip a guy apart. That was pretty good.
Like, for an animal that lives off of leaves, it was pretty violent.
Then they're like, hey, the cops are like, yeah, we're not going to go in until the CDC gets here, and that's going to be at least 3 hours. So, good luck.
There were no help when they got there anyway. They didn't do anything.
Well, it's like, your monkeys are out now. You don't have an enclosed place. They can just hop over the fence.
Well, that's right. They're like, oh, we got to watch out for this place or that place. And like, they got the gate shut. Like, you don't think they can climb right over that? Or through the bars even?
I know. Yeah, I think it's all for nothing there. You can worry about the birds all you want. So then Gage, he saves Amber from a giraffe bite, but he gets bit. And I was like, if you don't show me this guy turned into a zombie giraffe himself, I'm going to be really upset here, John.
That would have been pretty cool if he turned into a zombie version of the animal that bit him. Oh.
Come on, John. You know you wanted it. You know you did.
I know.
Oh, it's like seeing I wanted to see something like that. Something like that.
When he starts birthing llama eggs.
Eggs? Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That's how it works, right?
Oh, I didn't grow up on a farm, but I don't know about that one. Well, if you want to see some llama eggs, that's, of course, Llamageddon number 143.
Classic.
Beautiful movie. Masterpiece. Mm-hmm. So after Gage gets bit, this is where Rex and the new girl, Lizzie, they're like, oh, you know, they're trying to help him. And Amber hops in that Jeep and says, fuck you, and just drives off.
Yep. She just stole the Jeep and rode right away. It's like, thanks.
I love it. Oh, I loved it. Because I was like, that's exactly what would happen. I love it. She's like, piss off. I'm leaving. Good luck with that situation. Okay. I was trying to figure out this elephant situation they were dealing with here, John.
So what they're saying is, you know, elephants, nobody attacks an elephant, right? Because it's just too big and crazy of an animal. You're not going to, you know, you're the biggest, baddest guy on the block. No one's going to attack you. So that's why they didn't turn into zombies, because the monkeys are like, oh, I ain't going near that thing. No way, you know? So the thought was, hey, let's just ride the elephants and we're safe, you know? Good idea. I feel sound thinking. I get it. But, you know, nobody really messes with a lion either. And we saw some zombie lions.
And, jungle, John.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, speaking of lions, John, I'm seeing a lot of stuff floating around that are saying these Detroit Lions are going to shock the world, John.
Get that Kool-Aid out. Get it out. Ugh. I don't know about you. I'm excited. I'm ready for football season. We're getting close. You can almost taste it.
Yeah. Oh, that opening night is going to be a doozy, John.
Going to be on fire.
Could you imagine if they just blow them out, John? Like 50-4. You know, something weird. Something really weird. What, they got two safeties? What?
It's like that time, the time the Lions almost beat the Chiefs. Like, man, we did so good, we almost beat the Chiefs.
We'll take it. We'll take it. But those are the teams they beat, right? They'll beat them, and then they'll lose to the shitbag Packers or something.
Yeah, fucking Raiders or something dumb.
I'm excited, though, John. I'm excited.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how things go. I'm optimistic, but
get those Super Bowl ready. Here we go. It's gonna happen, John. It's gonna happen.
Oh, last playoff win was when? Oh, yeah. Okay, it could happen. I can see it. I can see it. Super Bowl. Playoff win.
You got that right.
Oof, better than 10 wins. Yeah.
Oh, you heard it here first, John. 13-4. I'm calling it.
There it is.
There we go.
Like the hardest score to produce. 4.
I'm talking about the record. 13-4.
Oh, okay. 13-4 for the year. Okay. Mm-hmm. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Okay. She steals the Jeep, says, fuck you all. And then they got the elephants. What do I hear? What? I got cops are going in. What? I can't read my zombie lion. I can't read what I wrote here. Zombie lion, lots of death. Is that what I wrote? Does that make sense?
Probably. Sounds about right. I'm all the way to, they went to the watchtower. And inside the watchtower is the doctor and her daughter, whose name is Leah, I think.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
And there's a zombie koala in there who looks like it's going to kill the girl, but I guess the girl killed the koala instead. We don't really know how.
This shit drives me crazy, right? All we've seen so far is, boy, once these things get the zombie virus, they're just out of control. They're going to go up your butt. They're going to rip your eyes out, right? These things are awful. This little girl is just sitting in a room playing. Nobody else around. And this zombie koala just sits on a shelf and is taking a nap before he attacks, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he's having zen or I don't know. But he's just getting ready. And then... yeah, I guess there just happens to be a bat in her playroom, and she beats this fucking thing to death.
This little girl's just covered in blood. He's like, I don't think I want to play with my stuffed animals anymore.
We forgot to say, Amber gets to the exit, and she's like, hey, why don't you open the doors? And Ellen's like, yeah, I can't do that. And she's like, okay, well, I'm probably going to get eaten by some creature that people watch and can't figure out what it is. And, yep, that's what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. I put cougar question mark. I don't know. Some kind of big cat it looked like, I think.
Yeah, probably.
So, yeah, they're riding these elephants. The elephants get spooked by a, I think this is a tree full of lemurs, John. Am I right? Is that a lemur?
That's what I wrote. Zomb of lemurs. One of the elephants stomps one of the dude's leg. The guy's named Rex. I don't know which one it is, but he stomps his leg. And now they're running out of ammo, so now they're in trouble. But out of nowhere, here comes somebody else with fireworks to save the day, I guess.
This is AJ.
AJ. AJ saved them with America. America shoots fireworks.
It will save you every time. So for some reason, the guy who's in charge of the primates, who's AJ's with, is like, well, we got to save Kipo. And it's like, do we?
Because, why is that?
All right. They're like, we got to save Kipo and we got to get to the aviary, because if the birds get out, then the world is doomed.
I have questions about that. We'll get there in just a minute, but I have questions.
So
Kipo, I guess he's the last of his kind. Got to save him, and he gets to Kipo, and guess what? He's already turned. Surprise!
We didn't see that one coming, man. Nope.
No. But they immediately get, like, almost immediately take Kipo out with a machete to his back.
Yeah. Oh, maybe we don't have to save him. But he stabs him in the back, but then Kipo smashes Rex's head.
Yeah.
With his gorilla paws.
Yep. I don't care about no machete in my back.
Now Kipo's on the hunt.
But then, out of nowhere, here comes Amber in the Jeep. Oh, I thought she was dead. She pulls over, and she's all bloodied up and dies. Okay, so she's dead.
What I loved here is when Kipo's doing all this, right, all the people, they climb out of his enclosure. And I'm like, so these fuckers can climb out, but Kipo can't climb out of this thing? Like,
right? The gorilla?
They throw a boulder at Kipo.
They did. That was cool. Kipo was chasing them. They're climbing up a rock. So I'm like, that's probably not helpful. But at the top, there's a boulder. They just kick it at him, and it just rolls down at him. Like, yeah.
And yeah, so Amber dies, and then I guess they didn't realize the pack of Zom lions surrounding them.
Yeah. So they call up the doctor on the walkie-talkie, and she's like, "Well, hold on, let me talk to you through my cell phone." And I'm like, "Is that how that works?" She got like one of those push to talk. She got a Nextel. Is that what it is? Nextel phone.
Nextel. Oh shit. Nextel, John. Oh boy. We know how walkie talkies work. All right. You get some kids on some bikes, you get some big ass antennas coming off those things, and you're just fine.
That's right. Yep.
This is one of my favorite cuts is they show the lions surrounding them. Next thing you see, they're driving the Jeep and lions are chasing them. I'm like, wait a minute. So the lions are just like, go ahead, get in the Jeep.
Climb in the Jeep. That's fine. Yeah, I won't stop you. But they're being followed. We get some gunshots off. But then, like they crash. Like, what, they hit a pothole and then crash into a tree? First off, what?
But my favorite thing was when a lion jumped on the back of the Jeep. I love that. Love it. But they totally did that thing that I would do if I was filming people in my backyard, and I said, "All right, you just crash a car into a tree now. Now jump onto the ground."
Yep.
Just jump.
They crashed into a tree, and then all of them just roll onto the ground. Like, they all got thrown out magically and perfectly.
And they're fine.
Nobody got hurt. Nobody injured. Yeah, no blood. Nobody went through a windshield. Nobody was wearing a seatbelt, I guess.
Gotta watch those Jeeps. So, AJ's freaking out. The plan is, now the plan is they're going to release all the birds.
So here's what I was like. Okay. So early on, they're like, we got to keep them out of the bird aviary so they don't turn into zombies and spread it across the world. And they're like, well, why don't we let them free? Well, if we let them free, then they'll probably get, you know, infected anyway, and then they'll go spread it. Like, oh, okay. And now they're like, you know what? We got to let them all free or else they're going to get infected. And they're like, wait, what? What? And like, don't you have any like natural birds that you might be worried about too? Don't you think? Like a sparrow or a robin or something in the neighborhood?
Tom Sparrow. Oh, how deep does this go? Like, could I have a Zom mosquito?
Oh,
could that be a thing? Is that a thing? How about a Zom worm?
How would you know if you had a Zom mosquito anyway? What would be the difference?
Be even more annoying than it. Howdy eyes, John. You know, you have to look right at him like, you son of a bitch. I see you.
Yeah. That was right at the beginning of the movie when we had our first zombie monkey. The one thing he did, he started walking with his arms raised up in front of him like a zombie does, you know? Like, oh my God. If every one of these does this, it's going to be fantastic. Brains.
Oh, give me one. Give me one giraffe saying brains, and this movie would be my favorite movie. Oh, just give me one. Give me one.
So the car is trashed. They still got to get across the place. We forgot to mention that not only is this a zoo, it's like an amusement park. So they've got like water slides and a climbing wall. Hell and yeah. apparently zip lines that are made out of old tennis shoelaces. He goes zip lining down this thing and it immediately starts to break.
I love the graphics of them on the zip line too. Oh, I was like,
tell they're just standing there with their arms up above them, and there's no shot of the camera below them to tell that they're just standing on the ground, right? And like a fan on their face to make it look like there's air moving by. Oh, great.
I'm like, you can't even get somebody to use a real zip line. Like, you couldn't even just, you know,
or just
come on.
Hang there, right? Put some tension on your arms. They had their arms bent like they could, like, hold their body up. Like, no, you're holding on with your dangling is what you're doing. No way your elbow. Give me a break.
My favorite thing about the zipline situation is AJ, and he's like, you know, they said this wasn't ready, and Gage is like, oh, it'll be fine. And then AJ falls to.
Yeah, he falls out. Splat.
Oh, I was right.
Son of a bitch.
So now we're getting to the end of the movie, and they're like, you know what? We're just going to set the whole fucking aviary on fire.
That's a good idea. Yep. They go to the basement, they grab all their gas cans, I guess, and
sure, why not? Sure.
Bunch of guns, so we get a lot of gun cocking.
Yeah, let's do this. We needed a good line there.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't no petting zoo. give me something. Give me some kind of cheesy line.
I'm gonna give these zombies the bird. Oh.
The bird. I love when they pull up there and we got zombie birds pecking at the glass surrounding the aviary.
Yeah, they're just like chipping away at it like a
love it. You're just sitting there pecking away. And of course, somehow, Ellen back at headquarters has a thing on the computer that says exactly how much stability the shields have, like she's on the Enterprise.
Structural integrity is down to 13%. We can't do it much longer. You're gonna have to drop the warp core.
Damage report.
Oh, we got breaches. We got breaches.
I love it. I love how they do that shit. Like, oh wow, that's fancy.
Yeah.
Your door card readers don't work, but you got that on the aviary. All right. We can't take another hit, Joe.
One more hit like that, we're going down. Oh, well, yeah, so inside the aviary, we got Bird Lady and one of the other, and the one intern, right?
Ricky.
And Ricky's dead.
His favorite parrot ate his eyeball.
Yeah, this parrot kept talking. It was a very talkative parrot. Mocking him, I think. And but yeah, we finally find the bird lady, and she's lying on the ground and she's like, "It's nesting in me." We're like, oh, here we go again. Here we go.
It's great. Oh, it's amazing. This is amazing. This is just beautiful right here, how they did this. I love it. Never seen this in a movie, have you, John?
No.
Mm-mm, a zombie. Was it an eagle? Bald eagle? Eagle? I don't know.
Don't know what.
But it literally has eggs in this lady's gut, and she's still alive. And the eagle's just sitting there like, yeah, this is what I do.
Yeah, even zombie eagles lay eggs.
So there's zombie eggs?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some bad eggs.
But she's still alive, and she's saying, it's nesting in me. It's nesting in me. And they're like, well, that sucks to be you. We'll see you later.
So they then, Doc lights the place on fire. And the first thing I think of is like, wait a minute, why are there no sprinklers in this place? What are we? Who built this? Is this up to code?
You probably got open electric panels all over the place, too, I bet you.
Violations everywhere.
I didn't even think of that, John.
Their whole plan could have been foiled by the fact they had a decent fire emergency safety plan.
The place just goes up. They're like, well, if it's meant to burn up, it's meant to burn up, I guess. You know, hey. So
we get some skeet shooting of the birds. The birds are flying around. They're just shooting them down.
You're all endangered now, you sons of bitches. Yeah, they're shooting birds everywhere in there.
But the birds are going to have an integrity breach and escape before the fire does what it's supposed to do. So the only one thing you can do now, you got to drop the warp core and blow the place. So they back up the pickup truck, which was obviously full of C4.
Comes in handy, doesn't it, John?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. we see a flying firebird. I thought that was cool.
What I love is she's like, oh boy, yeah, you know that the structural integrity is dropping fast. So she's like, yeah, I'm gonna put the truck right up there. And then I was like, she pulls out like a flare gun. I'm like, where did she shoot this truck to make this thing explode? I mean, I was like, wow.
Yeah,
she goes up.
It must have premium fuel on that one. I never buy that.
I mean, this thing goes up. And yeah, then we got a bird on fire flying out, and what's her face? Somebody shoots it. Gage shoots it. So they're like, wow, I guess everything's fine except for the whole, you know, rest of the zoo are zombies. But I guess we're okay. Well, here comes Kifo, and he's not happy.
Yeah, angry, evil Kifo is back. They're at the gate. They're trying to get out of there, but they look pretty screwed. But Dr. Mom pulls out a gun and shoots Kifo dead.
Oh, Kifo, no!
And then here comes an Apache helicopter. I didn't realize she called the army, but that's cool.
Here comes John Rambo, fresh from Vietnam, coming in. Oh, yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Why is there an attack helicopter? Wait a minute. So it seemed like you don't have to shoot these zombies in the head, John. Is that? You know, that's usually zombie 101, right? You got to take out the brain.
Yep.
But I think this movie, they were just shooting them everywhere.
Yeah, sometimes it only worked when they hit him in the head, but other times, I don't know.
I mean, you never know. If you shoot one in the leg, he might just get crutches and walk around. You don't know, John. You don't. You don't know. You just don't. Is that a zombie on crutches?
Oh, yeah. That happened. We've seen that one.
The attack helicopter comes and saves them, and then Gage has still been bit. Like,
yeah.
Come on, every zombie movie, the rules are the same. You get bit. That's it. Like, if he was with me and that giraffe bit him, I'd be like, we're cutting your arm off, or I'm shooting you in the head.
Right, yep, your choice. Pick one now. Right. You got 3 seconds.
That's how it works. Come on. You are not going to turn into half giraffe, half man, half zombie. All right, that's a bad combination right there.
That's right. Too many halves.
Way too many.
Dr. Mom, the daughter, Gage, and Lizzie, they're all saved. The end. But is it?
Uh-huh.
Kifo lives.
Oh, you can't kill this fucking ape.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's how we get the zombies too.
Oh, why?
Yo, you know we're doing it, John. You know we are. Let me see something here real quick when it comes to zombies 2 here. Ah, yes. It's even, it's rated about the same. They're not, what's it say? They're not just deadly, they're dead. Ooh, that's a good one.
There we go. That's a good one.
Oh, John, they call it, this is the description. A game ranger and a team of poachers end up surrounded by zombie animals, and they forge an alliance to stop the beast before the, this is my favorite thing, before the super zombie virus spreads to the entire world.
Super zombie virus.
Boy, oh boy, that sounds bad.
Yeah.
Regular zombie virus, that's bad. But super
one. You don't want to mess around with that.
Oh, that's zombies, and I'm sorry. What do you got, John?
I haven't watched it yet, but I am planning on watching the new Dungeons and Dragons movie.
I actually enjoyed it. I didn't think.
Did
it
was you?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So I picked one almost as crazy. I found one called Dudes and Dragons.
Dudes and Dragons.
And it looks like they make fun of all the kind of, you know, Game of Thrones and all that kind of stuff. So it should be entertaining.
Let me see here.
The trailer is the trailer's pretty entertaining. I don't mind it.
An evil wizard. All right, you got me sold.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in this movie? Anybody we know?
I don't think so.
Oh, the guy from Buffy TV show. Luke Perry's in this movie.
Oh, Luke Perry. Okay, yeah, yeah. I think I did see him in there.
Anybody else? No. No. Oh, boy. This, well, it's rated higher than Zombies, I can tell you that. Oh, John. John. Did you see how long this one was, John?
It's not that long. It's not that long. Stop it.
Did you look?
I did peek. I did look to see. I was like, okay, how terrible.
2 hours, 2 minutes.
It'll be an entertaining 2 hours. Why did I do this to myself? Oh my god.
She's a dragon. I've never heard of this, John, so.
No? Alright, no. Good. Good.
No.
Dudes and Dragons. I think because we both just rewatched the Game of Thrones recently and the whole and the Lord of the Rings on and I think it'd be fresh. And now with the Dungeons and Dragons movie out recently, I'm like, yeah, I think this is good timing for this. Good one to watch.
Can I tell you, John, the tagline
is yep.
Courage, Valor, Booty.
Booty.
That's the tagline. Those three words. Booty.
Oh.
All right. I'll save that for when we talk about it. But boy, the sex and nudity category has got me cracking up here with this one right here. All right, I got to say it. This says, there are mentions of goblins being in heat and mating.
Oh, yeah.
So, thanks. All right. it is implied that a group of goblins wanted to rape a man.
Okay.
All right. Well, all right. Got that to look forward to. I like it, John. I got to tell you.
That'll be interesting.
All right, sir. I will talk to you later.
All right. Till then.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.